Hi, I'm Alicia Johnson.
And I'm Natalie Lopez.
And together,
we are YOLO.
On today's episode, we will break down house hacking. Natalie will be sharing her story about her first real estate investing experience. We dive into her motivations, strategies, challenges, and plans for the future. Hi, Natalie. How are you doing today?
Hey, Alicia. I'm doing great, and I'm really excited for today's topic.
I'm right there with you. But before we get to today's topic, we wanted to thank everyone that's been supporting us through this podcast adventure.
Yes, Alicia. We are super overjoyed with all the great feedback and love we've been receiving from all of you guys. Now, if you haven't already done so, please make sure to subscribe to any of our available streaming platforms. That way you're the first to know when our episodes are posted and live. Also, if you're feeling a little bit extra, please leave us a comment or a review. That would really help with our ratings.
All righty, let's get to today's topic. For those of you that didn't know, last year, before YOLO came about, Natalie and I worked together. Natalie asked me to be her real estate agent and help her find a home so that she could house hack. It's been almost a year, so I'm excited to hear more about it. So Natalie, are you ready for this?
So ready.
Awesome. Well, first off, let's dive into the basics. What is house hacking?
Alrighty. So house hacking is a term used to describe a real estate investing strategy where you live in one of the multiple units of your property as your primary residence and have renters from the other units pay your mortgage and expenses. Basically meaning, depending on how you structure it, you can pretty much live for free in your own home.
I have to say, it seems pretty simple in theory. Can you tell us more about what made you choose this strategy?
Yeah, of course. I decided to do house hacking because I wanted to save money and keep investing. Before house hacking, I was living in a single family home that was not really being used correctly. At the time, my husband was just notified he was getting deployed, so I thought this would be a great time for us to explore the strategy and start saving. We decided to rent out our first home and buy a second home where we could successfully house hack. We really decided to get out of our comfort zone and just do it. Thankfully, our awesome agent, Alicia, helped us through the process, and we were able to find a home right before my husband's deployment.
I'm patting myself on my back right now. Thanks, Natalie. I appreciate that. Well, I remember the journey quite well. We experienced a lot of ups and downs while searching. Do you mind sharing with us the struggles you two face while looking for a home to house hack?
Yes. First, I must say it was not easy. When we first decided to take the leap, we had no idea how challenging looking for a traditional multifamily home in Portland would be. Apparently, we were not the only investors out there looking for multifamily homes. We were a little bit limited because, one, we had a stricter criteria. Two, we required VA funding. And three, the type of neighborhood played a really important factor since I would be living in one of the units. And all the traditional multifamily homes that were within our scope were getting outbid by cash investors. I believe we were looking for a little bit over 4 months before we found a place.
And on top of that, we were running against the clock because Raphael was being deployed. Now, I remember somewhere along this search, your strategy started to shift. I remember you getting more creative on how to make things work. Can you share a little bit more on how your creative thinking played a role in finding a home?
Yes. After our second offer was outbid, I realized I needed to think outside the box. The majority of the investors out there in this market were looking for traditional duplexes. So I needed to look for a setup that worked for my particular situation, which led me to reframe my search. And I looked for something I could easily convert. That's when I came across a single family home that was a little unconventional. And when I mean unconventional, I mean that the home was previously a foster home that had 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It had separate entrances. And the basement, fortunate for us, had a wet bar that could easily be converted into a kitchen. So we ended up putting an offer and it got accepted.
Yeah, it was a super unique home, that's for sure. So what changes did you have to do to make the house into a dual living situation?
Well, lucky for us, there wasn't a lot needed to create two living spaces. The home is 2 levels, It has 3 bedrooms on the upper unit and 2 bedrooms in the lower. So what we did was add a new door lock to the separate entrance. We installed a range in the basement unit, and we added a fence to the backyard, and that was about it. And luckily we were able to rent out the upper unit quickly, and that covers about 2/3 of our mortgage. And then to top that off, I got a roommate for the other bedroom in the second unit with me, and now I'm living for free.
That's awesome. And I'm really, really glad it worked out in the end. Now, what are some of the lessons that you learned from house hacking?
Well, let me tell you, I definitely learned to think outside the box and be flexible, which was not easy. Throughout the home search process, I quickly realized that there is no wrong way of house hacking. Again, you really have to be creative and think of ways how you can make things work instead of just focusing on finding the needle in the haystack. Another thing I learned was that why hadn't I thought of this sooner? Like, seriously, I think house hacking is a great strategy for beginners willing to get a little uncomfortable to achieve the bigger goal. Lastly, it has taught me how to be a landlord and how to screen tenants thoroughly.
Yeah, it was a really amazing experience just watching how flexible and creative the two of you were while searching for a home. And I really enjoyed the process. So what's next after house hacking?
Well, before COVID-19, the plan was for us to save money to invest in our beer cart business down in Puerto Rico, which then I can get out of the military and then rent out the bottom unit for extra cash flow that we could then keep investing in real estate. But this current situation has really paused things, unfortunately. But thankfully, house hacking has also allowed us to pay off our debt and also remove the burden of a large mortgage payment, which gives us a lot of flexibility with our future. So today, as we're recording this episode, I can't tell you what's our next step, but I can tell you that house hacking has really given us the leverage to make drastic decisions in our life without having to worry about paying our bills.
So do you have any recommendations for other investors looking to do this strategy? Or what are some of the things people should take into consideration when analyzing a home to house hack?
Well, first, regardless of the situation, I would recommend talking to your lenders first. In this, for house hacking, some lenders will take into consideration the future potential rental income, which can help you qualify for a higher priced home. Secondly, depending on the market you are in, if you can find a traditional multifamily home, consider getting a home with multiple units, like, for example, a duplex, a triplex, or a fourplex. If you're in a market like Portland, then consider homes with finished basements or ADUs, which, for those of you that don't know, are additional dwelling units, or even homes with mother-in-laws. But if these are not options for you, then consider renting out a room. And if long-term tenancy is not for you, the cool thing about house hacking is that it can also include short-term rentals like Airbnb, VRBO, and whatever is out there. The end goal of house hacking is to reduce your mortgage payment. And lastly, I highly recommend you use resources like Rentometer or Zillow Home Manager or AirDNA, depending if it's long or short-term rental, to really help you determine your potential future rental.
Well, one more question I have for you. Would you do it again?
Yes, I totally would. I think, though, I would maybe look for more separated units than the one I am right now, just because of more privacy. Not saying that it's not private, but just noise carries. But I don't think I'll go back to paying my own mortgage again.
Smart advice. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. This has been really helpful. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. Well, I think I pretty much covered everything that I had to share. But if anyone has any questions, I'm always available to chat. And you can pretty much get a hold of me through jolarealty.com, our Facebook, our Instagram, and even our email. I love talking about this. So please do not hesitate to ask me questions. Also, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of our listeners again. And if there are any topics that you, our audience, would like to hear or for us to cover in the future, like, seriously, please reach out to us. We would love to do a little bit digging and talk about things that are important to you guys And yeah, so we pretty much would love to hear your feedback.
Well, and I just want to say thank you again, Natalie. I really appreciated the opportunity to be your agent on this property. It was an exciting process and I learned a lot from the experience as well.
Yeah, well, I think it also started shaping the JOLO partnership because we really started to get to know how we both worked. So that was the beginning of this awesome like present and future we're going to have.
Yeah, it's amazing to look back and think about that. So
yeah, I mean, here's to more.
Yes, to more.